This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. One of the strategies multinational corporations use to deny basic human and labor rights is to hire subcontractors to run part of their operations. This allows them to argue that the working conditions and practices endured by the employees are not the responsibility of the multinational, but of the subcontractor. That is what's happening to a group of workers in West Bengal, India. Employees of warehouses being operated exclusively for the giant beverage multinational PepsiCo have been trying to form a union. But they were dismissed and their jobs were taken over by replacement workers. I talked to Burju Ayan about the situation. Ms. Ayan is the Beverage, Dairy and Fisheries Coordinator for the International Union of Food Workers, the IUF. I asked her what happened last February when the workers notified the warehouse operators that they were forming a union.
After submission of documents to the Labour Commissioner Office for registration, the management immediately started to threaten the workers with dismissal if they insisted on forming the union. Workers were visited by a gang of thugs who assaulted the workers and forced them to leave the warehouses. And finally, the company dismissed 50 workers as a first reaction to unionization.
So how did the workers react to the dismissal of 50 of their co-workers?
Workers, along with the union leaders, initially made a police complaint about coordinated threats and assaults by management, but no action was taken by the police, no doubt heavily influenced by PepsiCo management, who have de facto control of this facility through a third-party contracted company. Then, on April 3, 2013, the union, Ratakrisana Foodland Private Limited Contract Employees Union, submitted its Charter of Demands to the local management. The 16-point Charter of Demands included payment of minimum wages to all employees, along with letters of appointment and proper identity cards with retrospective effect, reinstatement of sacked employees, national and festival holidays, hours of work, rest and intervals, and other facilities and benefits in accordance with the Factory Act and coverage under Employees Provident Funds Act and Employees State Insurance Act. Local PepsiCo management, as the real though disguised employer, spoke to the head office of PepsiCo in Mumbai, and workers were informed that all of them will be terminated after a six-month contract. In response to these attacks, the union reacted by going on a one-day warning strike from midnight of 29 April 2013. After this incident, management fired a further 112 workers without any notice and recruited new workers as replacements.
How are the workers that PepsiCo brought in to replace the dismissed workers being treated?
In addition to denying these basic rights, this PepsiCo warehouse company is also complicit in the use of labor contractors that are not officially licensed, and this is mandatory in India. We believe, as a result, workers are not paid the legal minimum wages since January 1, 2013, and no social security payments are made for them as required by law.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the dismissed workers?
I would like to invite them to check the IUF website at www.iuf.org, which they can find a web-based action aimed at PepsiCo, who clearly has the power to stop this brutal attack on fundamental human rights. your listeners can tell PepsiCo to respect human rights in India, ensure the dismissed workers are reinstated, and guarantee that good faith negotiations will start with the union for a fair agreement for pay and conditions, fully respecting the legal rights and the internationally recognized human rights of these workers.